नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नाम्नि नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच फॉर ज्वाइनिंग दिस सेशन। वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम दी eighth chapter of the 10th canto titled Lord Krishna shows the universal form within his mouth. So in this particular chapter, first Garga Muni is going to come to Vrindavan, and Nanda Maharaj is going to request him for Namakaran ceremony. So the priest of the Yadus, Garga Muni, was inspired by Vasudev to come to see Nanda Maharaj. So when Nanda Maharaj saw Garga Muni, he immediately stood up and received him with great reverence, considering him as a great person who cannot be seen by material vision, which means with great respect he received him. And then he offered obeisances. And then after receiving him properly, Nanda Maharaj spoke gentle words to Garga Muni, asking him, "O self-satisfied person, what can we do to please you?" Meaning, you are all self-satisfied, but what can we do for our own benefit? You know, that's what it means. So he says that great devotees like yourself travel to the houses of poor-hearted householders like us purely for our own welfare. So you have come here purely for our own welfare, and you have compiled the astrological knowledge by which one can understand the past and future of unseen things. By this one can understand what one has done in the past and how will it affect him in the future. Everything one can understand. So which means then you can predict, you can use it for predicting the future of our sons. That's what he is indicating here. So you are the best of the Brahmanas, being aware of the astrological science, and you are our guru. So please do the Namakaran samskaras for my two sons. You know, you are such a qualified person. And Garga Muni says, "Look, I am the priest of the Yadus, and this is very well known. Okay. Therefore, if I perform the samskaras for your sons publicly, Kamsa will think that they are actually Devaki's sons. And this will create problem for me, and this will create problem for you. Sinful Kamsa, having heard from Yogamaya that his killer has been born elsewhere, and having understood your friendship with Vasudev, if he sees that I perform the samskaras for both of your sons, he will conclude that Krishna is the son of Devaki and Vasudev, and this will be inauspicious both for you and for me." Okay. So Yogamaya has already told that Lord Kamsa that his killer had taken birth somewhere else. And now Kamsa knows very well the friendship between you and Vasudev. And now if I, the priest of the Yadus, come here and do the samskaras, then very easily Kamsa will think, or he will conclude, that Krishna is that son of Devaki and Vasudev, and he will try to kill Krishna. And it will be inauspicious for you, it will be inauspicious for me and everyone, and for Krishna. So Nanda Maharaj said, "Well, if that is the case, then let's secretly do the samskara in my cow shed, because cow shed is the most auspicious place. You know, it is already cleansed with cow dung and cow urine, which are considered to be very, very auspicious. So I will not even inform my relatives. So even my relatives will not know. So this will be very good. So thus being requested, and also because it was his own desire, Gargamuni's desire was also that. So Gargamuni performed the Namakaran ceremony in a solitary place in the cow shed of Nanda Maharaj. So Gargamuni said, "This son of Rohini should be called as Rama because he will be giving pleasure to all by his qualities. Ramayan Suhrudo Gunaihi Akhyasyate Ramah Iti." And he should be called as Bala because of his extraordinary strength. Baladikyad Balam Viduhu. Okay. And Yadunam Apritakbhavat Sankarshanam Ushantyapi. And he will be called as Sankarshan because he will unite the two families, Vasudeva's family and the family of Nanda Maharaj. Therefore, he will be called as Sankarshan. And this boy has three other colors. Okay, and talking about Krishna, he says, Asan Varnas Trayohyasya Grinato Anuyugam Tanuhu Shuklo Raktastatapita Idanim Krishnatam Gataha. So we spent a long time discussing and trying to understand this particular verse. So let us take some time to understand this verse once more before we move forward. So आसन वर्णास्त्रयोह्यस्य गृणतो अनुयुगम तनुः. दिस बॉय हैज अनुयुगम तनुः. ही अपियर्स इन एवरी युगा. एंड गृणतः, गृणतः मीन्स ही एक्सेप्टेड, इंडिकेट्स दैट कृष्णा इज एक्सेप्टिंग बाय हिज ओन विल, विच मीन्स ही इज नॉट an ordinary living entity who is taking birth according to karma. He is a Mahapurusha. That is what he wants. He does not want to tell. Gargamuni does not want to tell he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because that will become too much. Okay. So he says these are the symptoms of a Mahapurusha. Your son is, this son is not ordinary. Okay. And he appeared in three other colors, Shuklo Rakta Stata Pita. Okay. He appeared in white, red, and yellow. Idanim Krishnatam Gataha. And now he has appeared in a transcendental blackish color. So what Gargamuni wants to communicate to Nanda Maharaj is that he is a Mahapurusha, great personality. He appears in every yuga, which means in different colors like red, white, and yellow. This indicates, and Grinataha indicates that he appears, he accepts by his own will these various forms. Okay, now he has taken the form of Krishna. But the actual meaning is hidden. So, what the actual meaning is that Gargamuni pointing his son as pointing his fingers at Krishna, he says, that white, red, and yellow colored forms are Krishna's parts or amshas. Shuklo raktastatapitas idanim Krishnatam gataha. So he says, Grinataha. Because Krishna accepts the white, red, and yellow forms, therefore these white, red, and yellow forms are his amshas. Idanim Krishnatam gataha. Now he has appeared in his original blackish form. That is his original form. The white, red, and yellow forms are his amshas. That is why the word grinataha is used with respect to Krishna. Okay. So now the third explanation is that the white, red, and yellow forms indicate are it's sort of kind of metaphorically indicates the various kinds of avatars like Manvantara avataras, Leela avataras, Purusha avataras, Guna avataras, etc. You know, it is like Tom, Dick, and Harry. It has, you know, it generally, Tom, Dick, and Harry means a common man. It has nothing to do with Tom, Dick, or Harry. So, similarly, here, white, red, and yellow has nothing to do with the colors. white red yellow indicates all the different types of avatars, which have different colors, different forms, different yugas, everything. All of them are all included in Krishna. Idanim Krishna Tam Gata. Because he is avatari, all the avataras have merged into him and he has appeared. Okay. So he is the original form, and all the other forms are his amshas, and they are, and those amshas have merged into him. That is the understanding. Okay. So now coming to, so this is the explanation of this verse. Now coming to the 11th canto, there is a verse which specifically talks about the Yugavataras. Karabhajana Muni, in describing to Nimi Maharaj, talks about the Yugavataras. So in that description, he talks about in the Kali Yuga, sorry, in the Satya Yuga, the Satya Yuga avatara is white in color. The Dwapara Yuga avatara is red in color. The Treta Yuga avatara is blackish in color, Shyama. And the Kali Yuga avatara is black in color. So he does not talk anything about yellow, Pita. So, and specific colors and names are linked to specific yugas. So the Yuga avatara is of Kali Yuga, of Satya Yuga is called as Shukla, Treta Yuga is called as Rakta, Dwapara Yuga is called as Shyama, and Kali Yuga is called as Krishna. Not Krishna, but the one who possesses the color Krishna. This does not refer to the avatari Krishna. This is just the Yuga avatar, Kali Yuga Yuga avatar Krishna. Idanim Krishna Tam Gata. So, of course, so in that specifically talking about the Yuga avataras, he does not talk about a yellow color. He talks about white, red, blackish, and black for the four yugas. So now, so then the question about how come here Garga Muni, he says, Asan Varnas Trayohyasya Grinato Anuyugam Tanuhu Shuklo Raktastata Pita Idanim Krishnatam Gataha. He talks about an avatara having a yellow color. Who is that avatar? Is that an avatara or not? This question arises. So there are here many misinterpretations how people might try to connect these two and say, some people may say that, oh, it said about asan means past tense, so therefore these three avataras must have appeared. Therefore Shukla will be in Satya Yuga, Rakta will be in Treta Yuga, and Pita must be some other avatar in the Dwapara Yuga only, and Krishna is in Dwapara Yuga, like that someone may say. Okay. Or someone else may say, well, the word Shyama in the 11th canto should actually mean Pita, like that. But this is what kind of an explanation is this? This sounds very awkward. Or they may say that Pita in the present, or Pita in the present verse should mean actually Shyama, because Shuklo Raktas Tathapita. So Tathapita should be split as Tathapita. Apita means not yellow. Not yellow means Shyama. Like that someone may give some explanation. But then there is still a problem. Okay. Of the three colored forms, white, red, and black. So, and the and here the Dwapara, the Yuga seems to be out of order. Then it should be Shuklo Raktaha Krishnaha Pitaha. Or if you have to tell it in order, because now it is Dwapara, then the previous Kali should have come first. Then it should be Pitaha Shuklaha Raktaha Idanim Krishnatam Gata. But now he says Shuklo Raktas Tata Pita. So there is a problem of the order. So this is also not the way in which it should be understood. Or nor you should say that actually when Krishna had appeared, already Kali Yuga had started. So Idanim should refer to the first part of Kali Yuga. So this also is not an acceptable explanation, because it is very clearly known that Kali Yuga started the day Krishna left this planet. So therefore, these kind of, speculations should not be encouraged. So what is the right explanation of 10.8.13? So he says, the word yata and tata should occur as a pair. So therefore, wherever one appears, the other should also be assumed, if only one appears. Asanvarnas trayohyasya granato anyugam tanohu shuklo raktas tatapita idanim krishnatam gatah. So tata, so the where the tatapita, the word tata comes there. So which means yata should also come. So how do you understand this? He says. So in this case, the sentence should read yata idanim, just as now in Dwapara Yuga, the source of all the avatar is Krishna, Krishnatam Gataha, has accepted, appears and attracts all living entities with this beautiful blackish color. Tata, in the same way, Tata Pita, in Kali Yuga as well, during the first part, all the avatars appear within him when he takes a yellow form. That's how it should be understood. Okay. So therefore, Idanim should refer to the time period between Krishna's appearance and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. That period, Idanim, just now, because they didn't appear. They appeared only within less than 5,000 years between the two of them. Considering that one day of Brahma is like such a long time, 5,000 years is literally nothing. So Idanim refers to that. Okay, you may say, okay, this is fine. But did the person with black color who is now receiving Namakaran appear in a black form before? Does the word Idanim now indicate something new and temporary? So now Idanim Krishnatam Gatam means now he has appeared black means, is that form a temporary form? He says no. Okay. All these forms, what to speak of Krishna, in fact, all the avatars are, they are actually eternal forms. Okay. They manifest and unmanifest. Okay. So just as three colors appeared previously in the yugas, now they manifest. So pointing with his finger, Gargamuni says that this son of yours is Anuyugam Tanu. He appears, he who accepts all the avatara forms, yuga after yuga. Which means he is the one who manifests Ekamurti Bahumurtikam. He is the one person who accepts, who manifests these various avataras. Okay, and there are many such avataras. It is mentioned in the scriptures. So as this is so, in the 28th Yuga cycle during the Dwapara and Kali Yuga, the avatari appears in black and yellow forms. So this is not talking about the Yuga avataras. The avatari has two manifestations. One as Krishna, who is black in color, and another is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has a slightly different mood. He is yellow in color. So at this time, the Dwapara Yuga, Yuga Avatara, who is Shyama in color, he enters into Krishna. And the Kali Yuga, Yuga Avatara, who is black in color, Krishna, he enters into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna perform the, they also perform the role of the Yuga Avataras. Okay. And this yellow form is mentioned in the Vishnu Sahasranama. Suvarna Varno Hemango Varangas Chandanangadi. So which describes about his, the form that he manifested as a householder with a golden complexion and his limbs are beautiful and smeared with sandalwood pulp. And later about his sannyas time, it is mentioned, sannyasakrit shamashanto nishta shanti parayana. In his later pastimes as a sannyasi, he is equipoised and peaceful, and he is the highest abode of peace and devotion. And he silences the impersonalist. Okay, like that. So even though this is mentioned in Vishnu Sahasranam in Mahabharata, but it is not so clearly mentioned in the other Shastras, because this is a secret matter, as Chaitanya, as Prahlad Maharaj said, Channaha Kalau Yadabhava Striyugota Sattvam. Because the Lord appears in a hidden way in Kali Yuga. Therefore, he is addressed as Triyugi. Okay. So the Lord is hidden because he is, because his color and mood are hidden with other colors and other moods. Okay. So that people cannot recognize him. So the reason for this invisibility is that Krishna desired to know the sweetness of Srimati Radharani, her prema, by assuming her body and her mood and her emotions. Radha Bhava Dyuti Sulalitam Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. And also, although Srimati Radharani is actually the most hidden and secret of all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, of all, but the Gaudiya Vaishnavas know this very well. Okay. So others are not expected to know this. So this is where we were trying to understand that we should not expect, you know, validation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead from other sampradayas. Because he is Channavatar. You may say, oh, Channavatar means he is hidden from ordinary men, not from Vaishnavas. No. Actually, all the avatars, their transcendental nature is hidden from ordinary people. Every avatar is a Channavatara only for ordinary people. But specifically, this avatara is called a Channavatara because he is hidden even from those who accept the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the all in all. This is hidden from other Vaishnavas also. Otherwise, if you say ordinary people, only he is hidden, then all the avataras are hidden from ordinary people because they may accept, oh, he is an avatara, but they may not accept janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tatvatah. They may not accept the Lord to be transcendental. Okay. So it is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nana Tantra Vidanena Kalavapi Tata Shrunu. This is the previous verse, 11.5.31. And Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yajnai Sankirtana Prayer Ejantihi Sumedasaha. So he says that I have now described about the Yugavataras of the previous three ages, and how they are worshipped. And now let me tell about the Shastric rules for worshipping the Lord in Kali Yuga, even though Tvisha Akrishnam, his complexion is not blackish, but Krishna Varnam, he is Krishna himself. Yajna Sankirtana Prayaihi Yajantihi Sumedasa. Intelligent people worship him with a yajna which is predominated by Sankirtan. Okay. So the hidden meaning of this pramana, which appears in the discussion of Yugavatara, is proved as previously in an esoteric way. So there are two meanings to this verse, 11.5.31. Okay. Kalavapi means, can mean in all Kali Yugas. Or it can mean this particular Kali Yuga during the 28th cycle in the 7th Manvantara of Brahmaji's day. So King Parikshit Maharaj was already attentive. But still, Shukadeva Goswami further attracts his attention by telling, Kalavapi Tata Shrunu, just hear me. Because Shukadeva is going to explain the secret meaning of the avatara described in the scriptures. He tells King Parikshit to pay close attention. And because in the Kali Yuga, the Tantra Shastras are the supplementary Vedic literature which talk about worship of the deity forms are the predominant proof. Therefore, Shukadeva refers to them Nana Tantra Vidanena. So then Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam. It is seen that whenever the Lord appears in Kali Yuga, which is once in the day of Brahma, he appears with a dark complexion. But his transcendental body is not black like a member of the lower Shudra class. This is one understanding. Whenever the Lord appears in Kali Yuga, he appears in dark complexion. But Tvisha Akrishnam, but the effulgence is not black. The body is not black like the member of a Shudra community. Rather, Krishna's body radiates a superbly beautiful effulgence, which is brighter than a mound of blue sapphires, Akrishnam. That is one understanding. But the second meaning is that in Kali Yuga, appearing in the 28th Yuga cycle of the Vaivasvata Manvantara, the Supreme Lord is the category of Krishna, which means he is also avatari, but his effulgence is Akrishnam. It is not black, but it is yellow. Why yellow? Because in the descriptions of the Yuga avataras, the colors white, red, and blackish were previously mentioned. Okay, the only color left is Pita, yellow. Therefore, Krishna and Pita combine in one body. So, inside he is Krishna, Krishna Varna, he is Krishna only, but outside he is Pita Varna. Or Krishna Varnam can mean Krishnam Varnayati iti. He always chants the holy names of Krishna or the past times of Krishna. And the Sangopangastra Parshadam and the other rest of the verse are straightforward like that. So in this way, this particular verse has been described by Srila Vishwanatha Thakur. And this is where we ended our discussion last week. So, before we continue further, if there are any quick discussion points, comments, questions, anything anyone would like to share, ask that, we will take. There is something in the chat box, let's see. Shama also refers to black, isn't it? Yeah. Shama refers to, it says blackish. So, which means, I do not exactly know if it is, if Shama and Krishna are exactly same, or maybe if there is a subtle difference between the two. So, in the translation, His Holiness Bhanusama Swami Maharaj translates Shama as blackish and Krishna as black. Is there a difference? I do not know. Okay, there is another question. I have heard that Lord Ramachandra appeared in green color. Is that correct? Yeah, but he was not a Yuga avatara. He was just a Leela avatara. Yeah, he was green in color. But he was not a Yuga avatara, he was a Leela avatara. Okay, anything else before we move forward? Okay, let us continue then. Okay, so Gargacharya continues. He says, Pragayam Vasudevasya Kvachijatastavatmajah Vasudeva iti Shriman Abhijnasam Prachakshate. I am Tava Shriman Atmajah. This beautiful son of yours, Prag, previously, Kvachit, sometimes, Jataha, he has appeared Vasudevasya as a son of Vasudeva. Sometimes appeared previously as a son of Vasudeva. Abhijnaha, therefore he is sometimes called Vasudeva iti samprachakshate. Therefore, those who are learned, Abhijnaha, sometimes call this child as Vasudeva. Vasudeva iti samprachakshate. So this son of yours has sometimes previously appeared as the son of Vasudev. Therefore, learned people also called him Vasudev. So Garga informed Nanda that in a previous life his son was born in a solitary place from Vasudev and was called Vasudev. Not only Garga, but knowledgeable persons also say this. In this way, he discloses the fact. So this is not my opinion. So indirectly, he is telling he is the son of Vasudev. Because Garga does not know. Gargacharya does not know. Nor does even Vasudev know. And even Nanda Maharaj does not. Vasudev and Gargacharya think that this is Vasudev's son. Nanda Maharaj thinks that this is my son. Vasudev thinks that Nanda Maharaj only wrongly thinks that it is his son. But Vasudev does not know it is Nanda Maharaj's son also. Right? So here no one actually knows the real truth. The complete real truth no one knows. Neither Vasudev nor Garga Muni nor Nanda Maharaj. Except for Krishna, no one knows. Right? So he says, Pragayam Kvachit Jata Stavatmajaha. Vasudeva iti Shriman, Abhijna Samprachakshate. Not only me, other learned people also call him Vasudev because he was born as the son of Prag, he says. Before. So before can mean in a previous lifetime. That's how Nanda Maharaj is supposed to understand. But Prag is not a wrong thing. It is not because Prag also means previously. Previously means few days back. Few days back, your son was actually born to us. Vasudev, therefore, intelligent people call him Vasudev. So you are also intelligent, you should also call him Vasudev because he is actually the son of Vasudev. That's how Garga Muni is thinking. Garga Muni thinks Nanda Maharaj does not know. Nanda Maharaj actually does not know. But neither Nanda Maharaj nor Vasudev nor Garga Muni know that actually he is also the son of Nanda Maharaj. Interesting. Okay. So everyone is under illusion about the identity of Krishna. And everyone thinks they know the identity, the complete identity. Everyone thinks they know properly, but none know properly or the complete story. Okay. So only our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas know. Yeah. Okay. So then he continues. Gargacharya continues. Bahuni santi namani rupani cha sutasya te gunakarmanu rupani tanyaham veda no janaha. Te sutasya bahuni santi namani rupani cha. For this son of yours, there are many, many forms and names. Guna karma anurupani. According to his transcendental qualities and activities, there are many, many names for your names and forms of your sons. Tanyaham Veda, these are known to me. Na janaha, but common people do not understand them. He has many forms and names according to his qualities and activities. These are known to me, but common people don't understand. So basically, the impression that here Gargacharya is trying to communicate to Nanda Maharaj is just that He doesn't want to lie, but at the same time, he does not want to explicitly tell the truth also. So he is telling it in such a hidden way that it is not false also, but at the same time, Nanda Maharaj cannot understand the actual truth also. So, like that. That's what he is indicating here. So he wants. So if Nanda Maharaj should understand that his son is a great person, but what Gargacharya is trying to come is telling but not trying to communicate that is that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That he does not want Nanda Maharaj to understand. Okay. Nor does he want to understand, or does he want Nanda Maharaj to understand that this is not actually your son, he is actually Vasudeva's son. So, these names, Krishna and Vasudeva, these names, Krishna and Vasudeva, stated by me, are not your son's only names. The white and the other colored forms spoken by me are not his only forms. Okay. So there are unlimited number of forms. So idanim Krishnatam gataha, so therefore he is also called as Krishna. Because previously he was born as Vasudeva's son, so therefore learned people call him Vasudeva, so let's call him Vasudeva also. But these are not the only two names and only two forms. There are so many other forms. And names. He has other names such as Bhaktavatsala, Sarvagya, and Govardhana Dhari according to the qualities and activities that he manifests. In the name Krishna, Krish means Sattartha or existence, and Na means Ananda or bliss. So, according to Keshavacharya and others, he is called Krish Na because this is Na. No. And this is Krish. He's called Krishna because his body, which is composed of mantras, attracts the devotees, and its color is black, Krishna. He's called Krishna. Akarshayati iti Krishna. So Krish means it also comes in the it's also the root of Akarshan, you know, to attract. Because this form is very attractive to his devotees, he's called as Krishna. And because he is black in color, he's called as Krishna. He is called Govinda because he herds the cows. If I, an astrologer, do not know this, what then can be said of the common man? Even common astrologers cannot understand this conclusion about your son. Then how can a common man understand? So from Gargamuni's words, Nanda could understand that his son was a Mahapurusha who had undergone many births with many names. Gargamuni knew this because he was omniscient. Like that. Okay, then he continues. Eshavashreya adhasyad gopa gokula nandanaha anena sarva durgani yoyam anjastarishyata gopa gokula nandanaha gopa the gopas gokula gokula nandanaha to increase the transcendental bliss of the cowherd men of Gokula. Eshavah shreya adhasyad. This child will always act auspiciously for you. Okay. Anena, and by his grace only, Sarva Durgani, all the problems, yuyam, all of you, anjaha, easily, tarishyata, surpass. Okay. So, he says, to increase the transcendental bliss of Gopas and Gokula. He will act auspiciously. By his grace, only you all will overcome all difficulties. Okay. You all will overcome all the difficulties only by his grace. So Gargamuni continued, your son will produce benefit and give joy to the cowherd men and the herds of cows. Or Gopa, Gokula, Nandana can refer to Krishna as becoming the son of all the cowherds and cows by his expansions during the Brahma Vimohan pastime. Gopa, Gokula, Nandana. Nandana also means the son. Okay. Gopa means the cowherd men and women. Gokula means the herds of cows. Nandana means he will become the son. So he becomes the son of all the gopas and the cows during the Brahma Vimohan Leela. Or the word gopa can be taken as a vocative address to Nanda Maharaj. O gopa, O cowherd, Nanda Maharaj, Sambodhan. So in that case, it would mean Eshava Shreya Ad. Adhasya Gopa, E Gopa, Gokulanandana, like that. Okay. By your son's mercy, you will very easily and happily cross over all obstacles. Whenever difficulties arise, your son, who is invested with the powers of Narayana, will deliver you. You should therefore take shelter of him. This is what he is trying to communicate. Even though Gargamuni knows that he is the Supreme Lord, but he is telling that he is indicating indirectly that your son is very powerful, which means Nanda Maharaj will understand, oh, he must be having the mercy of Lord Narayana. Lord Narayana must have invested his mercy upon my son. Therefore, he must be very powerful. Like that, Nanda Maharaj will understand. And Gargamuni will not explicitly say no also, because that's what he wants Nanda Maharaj to understand. Okay. Any quick discussion points, comments, questions, anything anyone would like to share, ask. Okay. There's something in the chat box. What is Gargamuni's past life with Lord Krishna? Gargamuni is also an eternal associate only. In Mathura. So Gargamuni is the son of Purnamasi, right? He's the son of Purnamasi, I think. Is he the son of Purnamasi? Gargamuni? Does anyone remember? Yeah. Oh. He's the son. Oh. Sandipani Muni is the son of Purnamasi. Okay. Correct, correct, correct. So Gargacharya is, I think he's an eternal associate. I will have to try and find that out. Okay. Okay. Next. Puranena vrajapate sadavo dasyupiditaha arajake rakshamana jigyur dasyun sameditaha. O vrajapate, pura, as recorded in history, arajake, when there was an irregular, incapable government, Indra having been dethroned, sadavo dasyupiditaha, and all the sadhus disturbed, dasyu by thieves. Anena rakshamana, anena by this child, rakshamana protected. Samedita, they started flourishing. Dasyun jigyuhu, and all the rogues and thieves were curbed. So he says that previously, when there, when the government was incapable and people were harassed by thieves, he appeared to help them flourish, and he curbed the rogues and thieves. So he says, Gargamuni says, in another birth, the demigods who were harassed by the demons and bereft of their king, Indra, were protected and made strong by your son. But you see the words that he is using. Sadhavo, pious people are saintly people, Arajake, without a king. So Arajake does not necessarily mean Indra. Arajake means without a king, that's all. So this is not very, he's speaking in very non-explicit language. Nothing is very explicitly communicated. Arajake, that's all. Anyways, then he says, Ya etasmin mahabhagaha pritim kurvanti manavaha narayo bibhavan ketan vishnu pakshan ivasuraha asuraha vishnu pakshan iva. Just as demons cannot harm the demigods who always have Lord Vishnu on their side. Ye manavaha ye tasmin pritim kurvanti. Any person, ye tasmin pritim kurvanti, who becomes attached to Krishna, mahabhagaha, is extremely fortunate. So, just as the devatas who always take shelter of Krishna are always protected, in the same way, any person who is attached to Krishna is extremely fortunate. Because such persons are very much affectionate towards Krishna, etan na arayo abhivavanti. Arayaha means they cannot be defeated by demons, like the associates of Kamsa, or the internal enemies like the senses. So that is the understanding. So he says that just as demons cannot harm the devatas who have taken shelter of Vishnu. Similarly, those who take shelter of your son are very fortunate. They will not be defeated by enemies. External or internal? Actually, this external or internal and all is not very explicitly given. It is understood. Of course, he may not understand. Nanda Maharaj may not understand, but this is the secret message. So Arayaha means just enemies. So which means your enemy is Kamsa. If you take shelter of your son, you will not be troubled by your enemy like Kamsa and other demoniac kings. You know, that is how Nanda Maharaj is supposed to understand this. Even though, so because he does not want to explicitly say anything. Tasmad, therefore he is concluding. Tasmad nandatmajoyam te narayana samo gunaihi shriya kirtya anubhavena gopayasva samahitah. Tasmad, in conclusion, therefore, O Nanda Maharaj, this child of yours is as good as Narayana. Ayam te atmajah. Tasmad nanda, therefore, O Nanda Maharaj, ayam te atmajah. This son of yours, Narayana samo gunaihi, he is equal to Narayana in his qualities. In his qualities, Shriya, in his opulence, Kirtya, in his fame, and Anubhavena, and in his influence. Okay. Gopayasva samahitaha. So therefore, please protect him very carefully. This is very interesting. Therefore, O Nanda, this son of yours is equal to Narayana in qualities, opulence, name, fame, and influence. Therefore, take care of him nicely. That's what he's telling. Yes, Radha Pramod too.
Bro, it looks like whenever Krishna appears, they don't have access to all the scriptures. All this that time, maybe some sages have, or somebody don't have. It looks because whenever there is the name of Krishna in the scripture, then everybody knows. Yes, because this is happening every day of Brahma. All this party, Krishna comes, everybody comes, this lila happens every day of Brahma. That means it's already happened 18,000 times because this is 50 years of Brahma into 365 approximately. So then it looks like if it is there in the scriptures all the time, like now it is written, and Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, is known in Satyuga that time. Dwapara Yuga also, and the sages are having their feeling for Krishna. They also want to develop that type of Raganuga Bhakti. That means, but Vasudeva and Nanda Maharaj did not read them.
They are eternal associates, na? How will Yoga Maya allow them to read all these things?
That's all. So they don't have access to that scriptures. And whoever is participating in it, they also accept for maybe Narada Muni and some exceptions. Nobody has access to them.
Yeah, even Narada Muni, yeah, some of them they may have access. Some of them, whomever Yoga Maya, whichever participant Yoga Maya allows them to know this, for which is which, if it is needed for the pastime, Yoga Maya will allow, give them access. Otherwise, no access.
Because Gargamuni also will read, but he will not have access to this type, this part of the literature.
This part of the literature is not very explicit, no? Garga Muni knows Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So that is why he says, Grinato Anuyugam Tanuhu, he says. Which means he knows all these things. But
No,
see,
if he knows, then he will know eternal
some aspects of it he will not know.
parents
Like whether Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda are Nitya Siddhas, I'm not sure if even all Sampradaya Acharyas accept this point, you know, or even
happens.
Vasudevan Devaki for that
Even
matter.
Madhvacharya don't accept. He says gopis are heavenly dancers.
Yeah, like that. So, yeah, so he may have access to some part of it, but he may not have, he may not see it the way that may nourish the Vraja Bhav. So he may not see them as the eternal parents. That probably he does not see.
Yeah, and the present, whenever this Yogamaya don't allow them to get access to the scriptures, this part of the scriptures, they read about themselves.
Yeah, they'll be reading about themselves. But sometimes they may read and they may think that it is talking about someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's possible. They may say, oh, you see, even in scriptures also, you know, there is so much similarity between us and, you know, the scriptures. You know, like that they may think, but they may not think that it is the same. You know.
Because gopis, they also know Krishna is Paramatma, Brahma is calling, and so whatever, all the philosophy, it's quite clear for them also. They
Yeah,
say,
so that's what it is. They know it, but you know, it does not have the same effect. Like
yeah.
even in our life, you know, we will have friends. Like I have shared this before, friends and relatives. Like I have some of my relatives whom after I joined the ashram, they said, you know, they are very elder to me, my uncles and aunts. Some of them told, they stopped addressing me as Tum. They started addressing me as Aap. You know, the address became very reverential. And there were others for whom it was as if they did not see my external form at all. For them, I am still the exact same person. They will talk with me exactly like that. Same with friends also. Some of my friends whom I met after 20 years, you know, they were like, you know, they were so reverential. Some of them told you, please come to my home and bless my home like that. And others, they were as if they looked, you know, looked through this whole external thing and they were talking to me as if I was their exact friend 20 years back. So similarly for the gopis also, Krishna is the Supreme Lord is just a detail. So, oh, okay. Well, he also happens to be the Supreme Lord, like that. So, but for them, that does not change their, it does not alter their vatsalya. Or their, you know, whatever is the rasa that they have towards Krishna, it is not affected by that, by the knowledge of his supremacy, of his being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It does not affect them at all, like that.
Yeah, and some understandings are like, was there thinking Krishna is my son, Sandipani Muni, he's also sure that he's Krishna is Vasudev's son. I think they have this eternal understanding like this.
Yeah, correct. It's very interesting. They have this eternal understanding. So, because they have eternal particular mood towards
Yeah.
Krishna, so that's how they relate with him.
Eternal Nandamaras thinks Krishna is my son, but still he has some doubts. That is, eternally he should have that
Yeah, but you'll be then wondering, what is this rumor? What is this rumor like that?
doubt. Yeah. So you'll always have this rumor because that will. So whatever, maybe that is why, how Krishna, it gives pleasure to Krishna, so he's arranging a situation like that.
Yeah, because he he wants to enhance that that mood of Vipralamba. Like that.
Yeah, so
So
same thing with today's, like Dasara. Ram is also having that same pastime every time, wherever he goes to the material world, he'll have Sita kidnapped so that he can experience that bhav.
yeah.
So,
And you know, they will not think, Sita will not think, oh no, yeah, this and Ravana will come anyway.
Yeah.
She's going to, okay. And I am supposed to step out of the line and give him the this thing, and
Yeah.
he will kidnap me. But it's okay. Because anyway, after some time, Lord Ramachandra, they will anyway build that bridge across the Indian Ocean, and Lord Ramachandra will come and take me back.
I see.
And when she is entering the, when she is to be abandoned, no problem. Very soon, again, Lord Ramachandra will come and marry me in the next day of Brahma. You know, it's not like that. So, like in Narasimha Leela also, when Lord Narasimhadev appeared in such a ferocious form, Mother Lakshmi says, oh, I don't know who this personality is. I have never
Yeah.
seen this personality, you know, like that. But understanding is, so the acharyas say, yeah, how come Mother Lakshmi does not know this personality? This is a, isn't this an eternal form of the Lord? This is a Nitya Leela. But how come she does not know? He says, look, what is the role of Yoga Maya then? You know, she has to do this so that she can, so that Mother Lakshmi can experience that Adbhuta Rasa, you know, and that, and those rasas can be experienced by Mother Lakshmi. Otherwise, it will become, oh, yeah, yeah, I know. Okay, okay. Anyways, this is just a temporary thing. Abhi, now he will tear away this Hiranyakashipu, and after some time, Prahlad Maharaj will pacify him. He will become normal. Okay. You know, he will think like that. So, but the rasa has to be there. So, so even Yoga Maya even makes Krishna forget. You know,
Yeah.
So when it comes to Leela, even Krishna forgets, because even Krishna undergoes all these rasas. The omniscience, Krishna's omniscience in his Leela is very rarely invoked actually. Sometimes it is, sometimes it is not. Some demons come, everyone sees him as an ordinary person, but Krishna will be able to see him as a demon. How? Because at that time, his Sarvagyata Shakti will come and serve Krishna. When needed. But when not needed, okay, like for example, when he is going to kill Hiranyakashipu, you know, oh, this Hiranyakashipu is my Jaya Vijaya only. You know, that he will not, you know, that will, he will not remember. He will choose not to remember. Yoga Maya has the permission to cover that thing so that he can perfectly. Otherwise, if he thinks that this is Jaya Vijaya only, then where is the Virya Rasa? You know, how will he feel that mood of, you know, that chivalry, you know, to kill?
Yeah, actually all the energies are assisting Krishna whenever it is needed. They feel according to the mood, they come and appear, serve him and go back. So it is like it is everything for only one person, Akhila Rasa Amrita Murthy. He has to enjoy all rasas and everybody has to assist him. That is the perfection of all living entities.
And in assisting him, they also experience all these rasas. Adbhuta rasa, Bayanak rasa, Vatsalya rasa, Karuna rasa, Hasya rasa, all these things. That is why every rasa goes on, even though it is a Nitya Leela. The same drama party goes from one universe to next universe to next universe to next universe, continuously performing the same thing. But everyone, you know, experiences those rasas perfectly. So, you know, this is very interesting.
And
so
they are
no
simultaneously present in multiple, you know, or it is one place it is happening and it is manifested in all the places. Both are possible.
In one place only it is Nitya Leela in a prakat form, or in multiple places, you know, Balya Leela gets over here, then goes to next universe, same Balya Leela, next universe, same Balya Leela, next universe, same Balya Leela. But still, Yogamaya, Rite Artham Yat Pratiyetana Pratiyeta Chatmani. So she covers everything. Whatever is not needed, she covers. So
Yeah.
that they can experience the rasa perfectly, like that.
Yeah, this makes sense because they will not get access to certain things which is not assisting their rasa, and all the people they will have only that understanding eternally. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes, bro.
Okay, anything else before we move forward? Okay. So here he says that, O Nanda, this son of yours is equal to Narayana in qualities, opulence, name, fame, and influence. Therefore, take care of him nicely. And that's what he says. And Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti says, because your Ishtadev has been pleased, he has given you a son like Narayana. That is how Nanda Maharaj should understand this statement. So he says, because your Ishtadev has been pleased, he has given you a son like Narayana. This is the intent of this verse, which means this is the intent, means this is how Nanda Maharaj should understand. It is prescribed that you should chant the names Mukunda, Madhusudana, and Narayana. In all good things, there are obstacles. So, therefore, at every moment, protect your son carefully. Okay, protect your son carefully. So, this son, whom you protect, will in turn protect you from all disturbances, just like Narayana. So, taking the meaning of Narayana Samo to mean to whom Narayana is equal, there is an inference of inferiority of Narayana. So if you Narayana Samo, Narayana is equal to him. To whom Narayana is equal? To whom Narayana is equal? So, which means, if you are, Arey, he is like Sachin Tendulkar. If you say he is like Sachin Tendulkar, it is definitely a glorification of that person, because Sachin Tendulkar must definitely be very glorious. For those of you who do not know cricket, I apologize. Sachin Tendulkar is a great cricketer. And cricket is a game, by the way, which is played with a bat and a ball. Anyways, so if you say that, oh, he's as good as Sachin Tendulkar, which means definitely Sachin Tendulkar is superior and that person must be inferior. So, which means he's really doing this person a great favor by comparing him with Sachin Tendulkar. It's not that we are doing Sachin Tendulkar a great favor by comparing him with Sachin Tendulkar. So by telling that this son has Narayana Samo to whom Narayana is equal, that is the meaning. Which means there is an inference of inferiority of Narayana. But definitely, Nanda Maharaj is not going to think like that. But we are supposed to understand. So our understanding, what Nanda Maharaj will understand and what we are supposed to understand, is completely different. Okay? Because what Nanda Maharaj should understand should enhance his vatsalya towards Krishna, and what we should understand should enhance our appreciation of Krishna and Nanda Maharaj's love for Krishna. Okay, so therefore, even though we are followers, we are trying to follow the footsteps of the Vrajavasis, but our understanding of Garga Muni's words will be significantly different from Nanda Maharaj's understanding of Garga Muni's words. Because Nanda Maharaj's understanding of Garga Muni's words will nourish his vatsalya towards Krishna. But as sadhakas, we will understand the deeper meaning. Of course, I won't say deeper meaning, the non-intended meaning. Okay, the unspoken meaning. Because we want to develop appreciation for Nanda Maharaj and his love for Krishna and Krishna also. Because we want to understand Krishna as superior to Narayana. Whereas Nanda Maharaj does not need that. So we have to understand that Garga Muni is communicating here that that Narayana is inferior to this person being just an expansion. Just give me 1 second. Okay, so this sun whom you protect will in turn protect you from all disturbances. But taking the meaning of Narayana Samo to mean to whom Narayana is equal, there is an inference of inferiority of Narayana. Okay, so which means so which we are supposed to understand as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we are supposed to understand. But Nanda Maharaj will not understand. This is very interesting. I mean, just think about it. Just think about it a little bit. As Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we are expected to understand differently from the Vrajavasi Nanda Maharaj. But the other Sampradaya people will understand exactly how Nanda Maharaj understands. Think about it. The other Sampradaya people will understand Narayana Samo Gunaihi means, oh, this sun will have qualities equal to Narayana, which means he is also a great person. This is how Nanda Maharaj is expected to understand. And the other Sampradaya people will also understand the same way. Narayana Samo Gunaihi means, they will understand, oh, he has qualities equal to Narayana. Which means he is almost equal to Narayana. Which means expected, na, because he is the avatara of Narayana. Like that, the other Sampradaya people will understand. Very similar to what Nanda Maharaj will understand. Nanda Maharaj is expected to understand. But as Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we don't understand the same way Nanda Maharaj understands. We understand it in a different way. We understand Narayana Samo Gunaihi. Oh, to whom Narayana is equal, which means Krishna is here indirectly established to be superior to Narayana. This is how we understand. But Nanda Maharaj will not understand like this. And the other Sampradaya people will not understand like this. This is very interesting. The way Nanda Maharaj understands, we who are supposed to follow Nanda Maharaj will not understand that way. But the way Nanda Maharaj understands, the other Sampradaya people will understand like that. This is something very, very interesting. Because if we understand the way Nanda Maharaj understands, then we will not understand the superiority of Krishna over Lord Narayana. Siddhantastu abhedepi shvisha Krishna swarupa yoho. Rasena utkrishyate Krishna rupam. Esha rasastitihi. As Gaudiya Vaishnavas, we do understand Krishna to be the source of Lord Narayana. And as the Amshi, and Narayana as the Amsha. But Nanda Maharaj is not supposed to, see Krishna like that, just like the other Sampradaya people are expected to see Narayana as superior to Krishna. This is very interesting. The meaning would then be, you have a son to whom Narayana is equal in qualities, but actually Krishna is much more attractive than Narayana in other major qualities, such as granting liberation to the demons, giving Mahabhava to his devotees, and displaying the Rasalila, which is unattainable by Lakshmi. So in some characteristics, Narayana may be equal to Krishna, but in other characteristics, there is no comparison only. That is how we understand. But Nanda Maharaj will not understand like that. Nanda Maharaj will... So Nanda Maharaj will understand Narayana to be superior. But when it comes to choosing between Narayana and Krishna, he will choose Krishna. This is the difference. Oh, Narayana is very great. So do you want Narayana or Krishna? They will choose Krishna. Because greatness is not a criteria for them to choose Krishna. So they will very willingly accept. Oh, Narayana is great. Oh, Narayana, please protect my son. Please protect my son. That is Vatsalya. But we are trying to follow in his footsteps. But we will not exactly see like what Nanda Maharaj sees. Unless we become qualified like Nanda Maharaj. Not qualified like Nanda Maharaj. Qualified at the level of bhava or prema, following in the footsteps of the Vrajavasis like Nanda Maharaj. But right now we do see Krishna is superior. And Nanda Maharaj is not seeing it. He does not want to see it. Because it does not really nourish his Vatsalya Bhava. There is an alternative reading to the phrase Gopayasva Samahitaha. So, Garga Muni is telling Nanda Maharaj, please take care of him nicely. Please protect him nicely. But this is the natural, immediate meaning. But it can also mean the same as Gopayasva, to protect carefully. Or it can also be taken as Gopa Aya, gain of the Gopas, cowherd men. Samahitaha Gopa Ayasva, which means with Su Samahitaha, it would mean Krishna intently desires gain or good fortune of the cowherds. So this is another meaning. This Krishna, he very intently desires for the benefit or the gain of the gopas. So this is the way we understand. Of course, we understand both ways also. He's telling, oh, please protect Krishna nicely. We say, yeah, protect Krishna nicely because he's the father. But another meaning is, here is Krishna who intently desires for the good fortune of the gopas. Like that. Okay, any quick discussion points, comments, questions, anything anyone would like to share, ask, add? Yeah, to Prishni and Sutapa also, the Lord said, there is no one like me, so I will only come as your son. Yeah. Okay, so if there is no discussion points, let us continue further. So Shukadeva Goswami continues. Shri Shuka Uvacha Ityatmanam Samadishya Gargecha Swagriham Gate Nandaha Pramudito Mene Atmanam Purnamashisham. Garge Iti Atmanam Samadishya. After Gargamuni having instructed Nanda Maharaj about Krishna, Swagriham Gate, he departed to his own home. Nandaha Pramuditaha, Nanda became very pleased. Mene Atmanam Purnam Ashisham, Ashisham, and considered himself full of all good fortune. After speaking In this way, Garga Muni went home and Nanda Maharaj was very pleased and considered himself very fortunate. So here Srila Vishwanatha Guru says, he who attracted the life of Putana and Shakatasura also attracted the mind of the highly qualified Garga. So Putana and Shakatasura were Naradamas. They were the worst of all people. They were not Naradamas. They were actually Adhamas. They were not Naras. They were Rakshasas, Asuras. They were least qualified. And Garga was very highly qualified. And Krishna could attract both of them. He attracted the life of Putana and Shakatasura. And he attracted the mind of highly qualified Garga. Why Trinavarta is not mentioned? Because Trinavarta's killing happened. So apparently, this name giving ceremony happened after Putana and Shakatasura's death. And before Trinavarta. So which means roughly about 3 months later, someone said that within 100 days of the birth of the child, the Namakaran ceremony can be conducted. So if it is, ideally it should be conducted on the 11th day, but within 100 days also looks like the Namakaran ceremony can happen. So about Shakatasura's death happened 3 months after Krishna's birth. So between that time, Shakatasura's death and maybe roughly around that time, this must have happened. So Garga returned home after withdrawing his mind from Krishna and directing it back to himself. Atmanam samadishya. That is how it is mentioned. Iti atmanam samadishya. In this way, having instructed Nanda Maharaj about Krishna, whom he is addressing as atmanam, which means who had completely attracted the mind of Garga Muni. So he, just like Krishna attracted the lives of Putana and Shakatasura, he attracted the mind of Garga Muni. So for Garga Muni to leave from Nanda Maharaj's place and go to his house was not very easy, because Krishna has attracted the mind of Garga Muni. Okay, so this brings us to the end of Krishna's Namakaran pastimes. Now we are going to enter into Krishna's crawling pastimes. Are there any quick discussion points before we move forward? Okay, if there is none, let's continue. Kalena Vrajatalpena Gokule Rama Keshavau Janubhyam Sahapanibhyam Ringamanau Vijakratuhu. Alpena Kalena Vrajata. After a short time passed, Rama Keshavau, both brothers Rama and Krishna, Ringamanau, they began to crawl Gokule on the ground of Raja. Janubhyam Sahapanibhyam. With their hands and with the strength of their hands and knees, Vijahratuhu, and enjoy their childhood play. After a short time, Krishna and Balram began to crawl in Vraja and enjoy. Krishna's pastimes mixed with Aishwarya, such as killing of Putana and his Shuddha Madhurya Leela, pure sweet pastimes are both presented. So his killing of Putana was mixed with Aishwarya, and Shuddha Madhurya Leela pastimes are also described. Both are worthy of remembrance by Krishna's devotees. Tavangri yugma manu krishya saris pantau gosha pragosha ruchiram rajakardameshu tannada hrishta manasav anusatya lokam mugda prabita vadupe yaturanti matroho tav angri yugmam anukrishya vrajakardameshu. Tav, when Krishna and Balram, angri yugmam, with their two legs, anukrishya, when they drag those two legs while crawling, vrajakardameshu, in the mud of vraja, sarisrupantau, sarisrupa means reptiles, their crawling resembled the reptiles, especially snakes. Gosha pragosha ruchiram. And the sound of their ankle bells was very charming. Gosha pragosha ruchiram. Ruchiram means charming. Tad nada hrishta manasav. And very much pleased by the sound of other people's ankle bells. Anusritya lokam. They would follow their people who are wearing ankle bells, as if going to their mothers. Mugda prabhitava. But when they used to look up and see that it was not their mother, they used to get bewildered and scared. Upeyatur anti matroho. And finally, till they would return to their real mothers, Yashoda and Rohini, they would feel very afraid and bewildered. So Krishna and Balram used to crawl in the mud of Vraja. They were very pleased by the sound of the ankle bells and would follow them, thinking them to be their mothers. But when they saw other people, they became afraid and would run back to their mother, to their mothers. So in commentary, it is mentioned, Krishna and Balram crawled about the courtyard on their hands and knees, and in a crooked way they moved through the dirt, which was mixed with cow milk and urine. Their ankle bells tinkled pleasantly like the sound of kartals or the voices of the gopis and gopas. The cowherd men became blissful upon hearing their jingling ankle bells. Sridhar Swami says, Gosha means bells. When strangers came in the yard, the two boys, thinking they were their mothers, would joyfully crawl after them. And when they realized their mistake, the two brothers would suddenly become fearful and scamper back to their mothers. Because they are crawling, their face would be looking down. Their face will be looking at their eyes will be looking at their feet only. But when they would look up and realize that it was not their mothers but someone else, they would become very fearful and run back to their mothers. So, Mugda Bhitavad, enchanted and afraid. The suffix vad is used to indicate that Krishna and Balram were playing the part of ordinary children who make mistakes and experience fear. But in reality, they were not ordinary children. Okay. So Mugdha Bhita Vad can be taken as they were actually not bewildered and not fearful. But that is not the way it should be taken, because they were actually bewildered and actually fearful, but they were not bewildered and fearful as influenced by the mode of ignorance like ordinary children. So therefore, the word Mugdha Bhita Vad means, it would mean as if bewildered and fearful. Literally translated, that's what it would mean. So it should be taken as if bewildered and fearful like an ordinary child. So which means an ordinary child is bewildered and fearful, being influenced by the mode of ignorance. But Krishna and Balram were actually bewildered, actually fearful, but not influenced by mode of ignorance. Therefore, the suffix vad should not be taken as, oh, they were only acting like they were afraid, but they were really not afraid. No. They were actually really afraid. They were really bewildered. But that fear and bewilderment was not born out of the three modes. That is how we should understand the suffix vad. Not like, it should not be taken to indicate that they were actually acting. They were not acting. Okay. That should be the understanding. Any quick discussion points, comments, questions, anything anyone would like to share as add? Okay. Let's continue. तन्मातरौ निजसुतौ घृणया स्नुवन्त्यौ पङ्कांगरागरुचिराव उपगृह्य दोर्भ्यां दत्त्वास्तनं प्रपिबतो स्म मुखं निरीक्ष्य मुग्धस्मिताल्पदशनं ययतु प्रमोदम्। पङ्कांगराग ड्रेस्ड विथ मडी अर्थ मिक्स्ड विथ कौडंग एंड कौ यूरिन रुचिराव The babies look very beautiful. Then Matarau, and when they went to their mothers, Nijasutau Upagrihya Dorbyam, both Yashoda and Rohini picked them up, Grinaya, with great affection. Snuvantyau, and allowed them to suck the milk flowing from their breasts. Dattvas Tanam Prapibatoho. And while sucking the breast, the baby smiled and their small teeth were visible. Mukam Mugdaspita Alpadashanam Niriksha. Mukam, face, Niriksha. Seeing, mothers, seeing Mukam, the face, Mugdaspita Alpadashanam. The smiling Alpadashanam, little teeth which had started manifesting. Yayatuhu Pramodam. The mothers, Rohini and Yashoda, used to become very, very happy. Dressed in mud, mixed with cow dung and urine. The babies looked very beautiful. Okay. Mother Yashoda and Rohini would pick them up and feed them. And upon seeing there smiling small teeth. They would become very happy. So here Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, Mother Yashoda and Rohini felt tremendous joy upon lifting the two children in their arms. Of course, mothers and such small, helpless children, and that too, Krishna and Balram. So definitely, right? So the two mothers took both children as their own, and the two children took both mothers as their own. That's how they considered. Due to motherly affection, milk flowed freely from the breasts of Yashoda and Rohini. The dust on the bodies of Krishna and Balram enhanced their beauty and attraction, just like cosmetics. This is established by using the metaphor of Sundare Kim Na Sundaram. An ornament looks more beautiful on a beautiful person. Of course, Vraja Raj has its own beauty, but when that Vraja Raj ornaments Krishna's body, it becomes all the more. So, mouth is in the singular because each mother concentrated on the mouth of one child. Therefore, Mukham Niriksha. Okay. The mothers derived great pleasure from seeing one or two small teeth, Alpa Dashanam Mukham, in their innocent smiling mouths, Mugdha Mugdha means innocent. Smita means smiling. Alpa Dashanam means very little teeth were visible. Okay, so actually I will have to stop here because I have to rush. I have some guests visiting home. So I am sorry, I am finishing about 15-20 minutes earlier than our scheduled time. I apologize for this, but I have to quickly rush. So we will pause here and continue this discussion day after tomorrow. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur Pad ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.